got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed, dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, wishing you and yours a very, very happy Independence Day weekend. As the several states of our nation celebrate the birth of our nation, we would like to join in, Reach Radio would, with some facts and thoughts about what's going on in the good old USA. But before we get started, let me remind everyone, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers maintain the American dream of home ownership. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. Toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. We also encourage you to visit our website at www.reach4housing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. As always, REACH counselors tell us you may become a homeowner before the end of this year. To get started, call the good folks at REACH today and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. Well, coming up on today's Independence Celebration Day show, or Independence Day Celebration Show, whichever way you want to call it, Tom Gravers joins us with an inside look at Armed Forces Radio and some good news about what's going on at the VA hospital in Palm Beach. Then Independence Day news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. He has more fireworks up his sleeve than a riverboat gambler has cards. And after that, a retired commander, Jim Bowman, is here with an inside look at the Boy Scouts of America. And he has a special story about his assignment in Gitmo. You don't want to miss that. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then a very special guest has something to say that might cause you pause. It's all about America and why he loves her. After that, our house segment will share the latest safety hurricane preparedness tips. But first, let's take a look at South Florida's latest Independence Day headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
That you, sir. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew made an announcement about the Making Home Affordable program. They're doing part of an expansion. Part of the plan is a joint venture between Treasury and HUD. They'll be in partnership, and the extension of the Making Homes Affordable Loan Modification Program will be extended until December 31st of 2016. These new actions are supposed to provide more affordable options for renters, to assist homeowners who are facing foreclosure or juggling bills to pay their mortgages, and to expand access to credit for prospective borrowers. No surprise, Florida has long been the nation's premier retirement haven, but did you know it has the highest share of senior citizens in the whole country and is gradually growing even older as the giant baby boom generation retires? We have the numbers for you. Local Army veteran Charles Romming and his wife Mary received the keys to their brand new home last Saturday thanks to Habitat for Humanity. We'll talk about the Home Builders Blitz 2014 from Habitat. Higher home prices are chasing investment firms from the market, but the largest continues to stockpile properties in South Florida. From January through May, Blackstone Group has bought 430 properties in Palm Beach County, most of them for rentals. And home sales for May hit 1,640 closings. That's up 11% from the previous year. 758 of those in Palm Beach County were cash deals. Sales of condos and townhomes were up 9%. And we have a list of places where you can declare your independence from work this weekend and save a few bucks on having fun. All that's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Well, you know, that didn't work for us, did it?
Here we are.
Well, when we return, Tom Gravers joins us with some special Armed Forces Radio news, and he tells us straight up what's going on at the West Palm Beach VA Hospital. And just to let you know, everywhere is within walking distance, if you have the time.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back?
Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Now, welcome back to Reach Radio. I am still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, with a special Independence Day weekend celebration show. Because we honor and respect those defending our great nation, we feel it's only fitting to bring on the best of the best, guests and patriots all. And our first patriot guest has been on the radio for more than 11 years, spreading the good word about what's going on in our armed services community. Currently, he's launching an internet radio channel presenting a plethora of military shows. Tom Gravers, happy Independence Day to you, sir.
Thank you very much for having me on the line this day after what I really consider one of the main holidays in the United States, the 4th of July, but I like to call it, of course, Independence Day. And, you know, and I am so proud on the 4th because I really think of military active duty and I think of the veterans.
Absolutely.
Because without them, really, there wouldn't be the United States of America. There just wouldn't be. And when you're talking about the VA, and you're talking about, for example, Riviera Beach and that fine facility there, I just got to bring you back, got to bring everybody back in time a little to think about the true Revolutionary War, when men and women, men of all colors, creeds, religions, backgrounds fought, really, for our freedom.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, I am excited to say that I am the ninth generation, and I belong to the Sons of the American Revolution.
Oh, nice.
We go back nine, and that's a lot. That's a lot to say. But in the news lately, they're bashing the VA.
Right.
And in some instances, they have a right to. But when you're as large as an organization as the VA, there's always bound to be cracks in the foundation. Now, I go to the VA in Riviera Beach. I've gone there for years. I have been treated with dignity and respect. And I don't have anything bad to say about it.
I don't think anybody does. You know, we've been talking to a lot of folks around the country about the VA, and we hear horror stories from Nevada, we hear them from Arizona, but whenever the West Palm Beach VA is mentioned, it's nothing but good news. So we must be the exception in South Florida.
It's a new facility. It's or is located directly off of 95. It's easy access. There are buses from, I know, from Del Rey and Pompano in that area, or Del Rey and Boynton going straight up there. It's easy access. And we have a lot of volunteers. There's a lot of volunteers that help our veterans, bringing them to the VA.
Well, what do you think is special about our South Florida VA? Because like I just said, everywhere else in the country, nothing but problems, complaints, and issues, and lawsuits. Nothing down here in South Florida.
Well,
what are we doing right?
Well, that's a valid question. As we know, we have 1.7 million veterans in Florida, the second only to California. We have active social communities, if you wish to call it that, that really are involved with the VA. this is all non-profits.
Right.
We do have a good chain of command of that VA. It's very, very well maintained. But the community here in Southern Florida is a more cohesive community that I believe works with the VA. And you do have some politicians that have stepped to the plate. Alan West, for example.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to get into politics. I'm not. But you do have a circumstance that we're a tight community. And it, remember, as we know, it's the, as Ronald Reagan used to say, is it the trickle-down effect? Is that what it is? Trickle-down effect?
Trickle-down, yeah.
That trickle-down. It's trickle-down here. And because with the amount of veterans we have, believe me, we would be marching on that VA, okay?
Oh, yeah, you bet. 1.7 million vets just in Florida?
Another aspect is we have some the American Legion Riders, VFW in their programs, Disabled Veterans of America. You can go on, Vietnam Veterans of America, Iraq and Kuwait. I mean, there's so many organizations that are helping. So what we need to do is tighten the strings on the boots.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we appreciate Alan West's commitment and his leadership, and he does lead. And maybe maybe that's what makes South Florida a little bit better than the rest of the country. We do have some good leaders down here, and we play by the rules, and we do things right.
I couldn't agree more with you. So I'm proud to say that I'm in Southern Florida, and we have that VA. I can't talk in reference to the facility down in Miami because I've never really – yeah, I've been there twice.
Right.
I can only talk what's really in our backyard and the men and women in nonprofits. Even Forgotten Soldiers Outreach with Linnell, who sends out packages. I mean, there's so many good organizations here in Southern Florida that work with our – with our retirees, with our, of course, veterans, and our active duties and their families. So I look at this in a positive vein, not in a negative way, vein. I do take in consideration the men and women that we have now coming back from Afghanistan and the problems that we've had with our men and women coming back from Iraq. And we can even down to our veterans from Vietnam,
right,
and World War II.
Well, it's certainly not the warm weather that does it. I wouldn't think so. So what brings the quality of leadership to our area? Again, is it the leadership and management of the VA now? Because certainly, like we say, in other portions of the country, the VA is not looking too good. We're looking great down here.
I think a lot of it does have to do with the management and. We do have some caring individuals, and I'm not saying everybody's perfect, man. Nobody is. I have gone to the emergency room on actually numerous occasions at the VA in Riviera. In and yeah, I had to wait a little while, but in and out, pleasant, caring, hardworking.
Well, I hear they have a kiosk there now that you can just walk in and type your name into a computer, and bam, you're in.
And another thing is when you go into that particular facility, you go into, and you have to be checked in, which I think is valid now in this day and age, but I don't see anybody around there, even us veterans with, you know, with mugs on our faces, you know? I don't see that.
And did you say mugs or tattoos?
Well, that's a whole other issue, man. Right,
it's a tattoo of a mug, right?
But and I want to applaud you for talking about military today and our veterans and not looking at the negative side but looking at the positive side. We have the new GI Bill. Veterans are coming home, they're buying houses. Now, granted, retirements aren't the same they were in the 70s.
True.
They changed the retirement structure. But still, you can have a phenomenal career in the military.
Plus, we have organizations like REACH, a little shameless plug there, if you will. We're here to help the vets and the VA and help returning veterans to get into a home. And we have programs to do that, and we have special VA financing that helps that along. So if you are a vet and you're looking for a place to live, I would suggest that you call REACH, and we'll give that phone number out in a little bit. But right now, I'd like to know a little bit more about your radio show and what you're doing with
that. Well, I'll tell you, we started the radio show originally on the internet right after 9/11. Right. And we were up in Connecticut. I started on the internet, and then some radio station in Denver found out about us, and we aired via my study in my home.
That's where it always starts, right?
Via that radio station in Denver.
Right.
And we did that for quite a while. Then I actually retired down to South Florida, but never really retired, and was on WBZT. I've been on quite a few radio stations.
All right, I remember when you were on BZT. Yeah, good old BZT. Yeah,
but the reality is, and I'm saying this with all humility, is it's not that easy to generate the advertising dollars on a military-type station or program to pay for the advertising. It really isn't, and that's a fact. So anybody out there listening, help Al out and with his airtime. We were on the air up until around 2 months ago.
Right.
We were actually out of Boca. Yep. But when I worked the survey and onto my internet, I saw that my listeners were all over the place. So right. Why not spend that same dollar that I was spending and establish the GI Radio network on the internet that I can have hosts all over the United States and run 24 hours with live and archive shows.
Right. You become like the network, right?
Exactly. So we are doing, what we've done is I have over 300 shows that we're starting to put up on GIRadio.net. I already have four other shows from other hosts around the country that want to air on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting that all together now, Al.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. You can hang on through the break with us. We'd appreciate that. And just a reminder, the website for Tom Gravers is www.giradio.net. You could also dial him up at 561-246-7349. When we return, Tom Gravers will share some stories about the West Palm Beach VA Hospital. Wait until you hear how our VA ranks in the rest of the nation. And you might want to know that when my candle shop burnt down a few years ago, everyone stood around outside singing happy birthday. I didn't get it.
I know a place wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, reminding you about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop coming up on Sunday, July 20th, starting at 12:30 p.m., wrapping up at around 7 p.m. To register, call the good folks at Reach right now. The toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, and tell them that you would like to register for our first-time homebuyers workshop there. Very valuable information. All right, Tom Gravers rejoins us as we continue to celebrate this Independence Day weekend show. He's been on the radio for more than 11 years, spreading the good word about the goings-on in our armed forces, and currently he's launching, as we said earlier, the Internet Radio Channel, presenting a plethora of military shows. Tom, thanks for sticking through the
break. I don't know. That's a big word, plethora. I mean, that's one of them bigger words.
I had to phonically spell it out so I would know. You know,
go ahead if you have a question.
I'd like to bring in, we have Steve Cody, our effervescent news guy, here. He's a VA, and Jim Bowman is here. He's going to talk about the scouts a little bit later in the show, but there are also VA guys, Jim, of course, being a commander in the Navy.
Yes.
And we were just sitting here through the break saying, we've never had any problems with the VAs in Palm Beach. Everything's been pretty clean and runs well, right?
Well, you know, I completely agree, but I got to just tell you a second about Jim Bowman you have there. A patriot, outstanding human being. I just want to put that over there. Airwaves, because I've known Jim for a good number of years.
Oh, yeah. He's a brother, and he's got his heart right on the sleeve. I can see it.
And he's the best dressed by far.
Yeah. Hey, we know it's radio, folks, but Jim comes in today in a suit and tie. And
Jim. You know, just be careful.
Well, we're all celebrating the weekend, and we're having a great time with it. And like you said earlier, we are not trying to badmouth our VA or anything. But you know, when you have problems, sometimes you have to bring it out to get it fixed. But in South Florida, we don't have that problem.
I'd like to say something about VA employees.
Go ahead.
I read last week about the problems with the VA nationwide, and the problems have been with bureaucrats, the people that set up these systems in order to get this person an appointment and this person an appointment and so on and so forth. But I have heard few, if any, complaints about the actual care that the doctors and nurses provide, even at the ones that are in trouble, like the ones in Colorado and out west. Even there, once you got in, unfortunately getting in was the problem, but once you got in, the care was excellent. So if there's anybody listening right now that works at the Veterans Administration Hospital, thank you very, very much. Not just works there, but the volunteers and the doctors and the nurses. Everybody works together as a team, and it, like you said earlier, Al, it should be a model for the nation.
It should be.
And I second that emotion. I've been going to the VA West Palm Beach since I came back from Guantanamo in 2003. I've had the same primary care doctor. Never had an issue when I needed to get an appointment. In fact, when my personal health care went up four times last year because I didn't do a survey, I said, you know what? I'm looking at just going to the VA. I called my doctor friend, who's also a Navy reservist, who said, Jim, I use the VA for my medical care. So I said, you know what? Adios to Affordable Health Care Act. I'm off to the VA because I've had great service.
Wise move.
You had to bring that in, didn't you?
But I also agree that the bureaucracy of actually getting service connected is a challenge because it is a large bureaucracy and many years, gentlemen, wait, who need, you know, basically to be provided service, and they have to wait to go through this bureaucratic process. But once in, the service at West Palm Beach, they've been voted top 10 in customer service in the country for a number of years running, as far as I know.
And you know what's amazing? We complain about having to wait in the emergency room for an hour. An hour! We had to wait for a whole hour! We have vets that have been waiting for a year. So I don't think, you know, we're lucky to be in South Florida, and we're lucky to have such a good VA hospital down here. We had a representative from the VA hospital on a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we kept it nice and clean and straight. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to know what the scoop was. And like they said, they don't have any problems.
Yeah. And I completely agree. I have never heard anyone say on air to me or even in a private conversation that the quality was poor.
Right.
It's what's surrounding it, getting in, getting evaluated, especially for the disability.
Right.
I can tell you one story. The gentleman who lived right across the street from me, he's 97 years old. He waited 7 years. 7 years. And finally, let's say, put it this way. Numerous correspondence back and forth for 7 years.
7 years.
I finally had to put him on to a specialist. And 3 weeks later, he was granted 100% disability.
Mm-hmm.
And the man's 97 years old. That's not right.
No, not really. Well, that's the bureaucratic jungle that comes with everything else. It's part of the package. We just make sure that package is wrapped up tightly and put away. Well, Tom, listen, we appreciate you taking your Independence Day weekend and spending it with us, and we'd like to tell the folks just one more time the website for GI Radio is just that, www.giradio.net. Or you could get a hold of Tom at 561.
If I could just say it on the hanging up here, I always close with God bless America and God bless our military.
You bet. And we're with you on that 100%.
And you as well, Tom.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for the kind words.
All right. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, retired Commander Jim Bowman joins us with some little-known facts about the Boy Scouts. After that, our Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And, of course, our house segment has a few hurricane preparedness tips that just may save your life. And then, a special guest, King Allen, is in the studio. He calls what he calls the tripwire of constitutional correctness, and how the 17th Amendment put the final nail in the coffin of states' rights. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's Independence Day weekend news at the bottom of the hour with our increasingly effervescent news guy, Steve Cody. Steve, what do you got?
Thank you, sir. Rock-bottom mortgage rates moved even lower this week, hitting 4.12% for a 30-year fixed-rate loan, according to Freddie Mac. The last time the 30-year rate was lower was in October of 2013, when it stood at 4.1. The rate on a 15-year loan remained at 3.22. The fact that borrowing remains so affordable has surprised experts, who expected rates to start rising once the Federal Reserve began to cut back on its purchases of Treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities. The Fed began to pull back on its bond buying last December, but mortgage rates fell for much of the first half of the year anyway. Low rates mean lower monthly payments for homebuyers. For instance, payments on a $200,000 loan at 4% would come to just $955 a month, while the same loan at 5% would be $1,073 a month and $1,200 a month at 6%. And indeed, recent housing market data has improved. In May, existing home sales climbed nearly 5%, and new home sales jumped 19%. Now, Palm Beach County home sales for May hit 1,640 closings, up 11% from the year before. 758 of those were cash deals. Sales of condos and townhomes for May reached 1,480. That's up 9% from the previous May, with a median price of $135,000. That's a five-year high. 244 deals were short sales or foreclosures. First-time homebuyers, though, are having a tough time with increasing prices, the lack of affordable inventory, and tight mortgage requirements. Florida's long been the nation's premier retirement haven, and it has the highest share of senior citizens in the country. It's gradually growing even older as the baby boomers retire. Nearly one in five state residents, or 18.7%, is 65 or older, according to new estimates. That's up from 2010, the last time they did a survey. According to the Florida Association of Realtors, Florida's housing market reported both an increase in the median home price and an uptick in inventory levels during the month of May of 2014. Single-family homes are moving, but they're mostly cash, more difficult to get a mortgage than it used to be. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew, has announced the Making Home Affordable Summit. The administration is continuing to help struggling homeowners avoid foreclosures, to increase access to affordable rental options, and to expand access to credit for borrowers. Part of this plan is the new Treasury HUD partnership, the extension of the Making Home Affordable Loan Modification Program. That's extended until December 31st of 2016. To date, more than 5 million people have applied for MHA's Making Home Affordable Program. They've helped more than 1.3 million homeowners with permanent modifications. And local Army vet Charles Rahming and his wife got a new home, courtesy of Habitat for Humanity, part of their Home Builders Blitz 2014. It's a partnership in which professional home builders and construction firms work to build and renovate nearly 260 homes nationwide. And finally, as you declare your independence from work this long holiday weekend, why not act like a tourist? Start a day trip to one of the South Florida attractions. There are some ways to save on Star Spangled Fun. You can save half off at the Palm Beach Zoo today from 4:30 to 9:30 at their Roar and Pour. There's good food, there's libations, and a band called the Surfin' Tones. You can beat the heat today and tomorrow with Bank of America's Museum on Us program. Bank of America or Merrill Lynch credit card or debit card gets you free admission at a bunch of South Florida venues, including the Museum of Art in Fort Lauderdale, the Perez Art Museum, and the South Florida Science Museum at Dreher Park in West Palm Beach, right across the street from the zoo. Mm. So there you have it. There's our holiday weekend news update.
I love it. Roar and pour.
Roar and pour. We're talking beer and surfing music.
Well, being a sailor, I like that libations part.
There you go. That's from 4:30 until 9:30 today at the zoo.
Yeah, you hear that, folks? That's what celebration sounds like. Mm-hmm. We're having a great time. We're glad that we came in today and we're able to share this holiday with our listeners. All right, joining us right now is Jim Bowman. He's a newly retired commander from the United States Navy and administrative director for the Boy Scouts of America. And on top of that, he's a Frank Sinatra impersonator, better known as the Singing Sailor. Jim, welcome back to the show again.
Well, thank you, Hats. It's a pleasure to be back to see these familiar faces here. You know, I almost gave sailors a bad name yesterday. I had two shows doing my Singing Sailor routine, one in Lake Worth and then down in Fort Lauderdale on the beach. And I was doing my second show, and I'm getting ready to go into Bobby Darin's song, Mac the Knife, and he's got a little line in there, something about drunk as a sailor. And I'm sitting there drinking Coca-Cola. I'm saying, I'm giving sailors a bad name here on the 4th of July. So I fixed that later on in the show after my second set.
You know, he almost looks like Frank Sinatra, too. And sorry, it's radio. You know, they say, I have a face for radio. You do. But you really do. You do. I've seen the show. I've been to his show many times, and he does such a great job. Sometimes I love the little hat you got there. You know, everything works right in. So.
Well, I like to wear a tux in respect for the chairman of the board. And during the middle of my second set, if I'm doing a private show, I usually have a little shot and a shot glass and a bottle of Jack Daniels in honor of Francis Albert. I gave a little trivia out yesterday. I said to the audience, I said, you know, my grandfather was registered for the draft up in Hoboken, New Jersey. And he said all of a sudden while I was there, the recruiting station got stormed by women. I'll give you three guesses who was registering the same day as my grandfather. Francis Albert Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. Yeah, man. Well, you've been with the Boy Scouts. You have a lot of leadership qualities there, obviously, being a commander. What brought you to the Boy Scouts?
Well, I'd done some service down in Guantanamo Bay on a presidential recall after 9/11. It's down island for a year.
Wait a minute, presidential recall?
Well, mobilization,
Did I miss that?
For Gitmo. And came back, and I was actually working under Grant for YouthNet, and the grant had expired while I was in Guantanamo Bay, so I was looking for a new position. And a shipmate buddy of mine said, hey, Jim, you got a public affairs background. I heard the scouts might be looking for somebody. I went, did the interview, and that was over 9 years ago now.
Wow. You know, the scouts, we bring this up because it is a very patriotic thing, and the scouts learn patriotism at a very young age. And who founded the Scouts in America?
The founder of Scouts worldwide was Lord Baden-Powell, and in the States it was Daniel Beard. Beard was co-founder. Daniel had started something called the Sons of Daniel Boone back in 1905, which kind of merged into the Boy Scouts of America. And he helped implement some of the secret societies of scouting, the Order of the Arrow.
Yeah.
And I believe he was also a Master Mason, and many of those elements kind of correlated between demolay as well as scouting.
Right. Well, we like that Master Mason part, because not only am I the host and housing Effie Allen Mason, we're also Freemasons. We do a little bit of that around here, too, and we like to promote that. And coming up on a future show, we're going to have someone from the Florida Masonic Home join us and tell us about the good things that they do there. So Masonry and the Boy Scouts and America in general, since George Washington was also a Master Mason and helped form this country, and I believe 9 of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were Masons.
And every single one of George Washington's generals was a Master Mason.
That's correct. That's correct. So I believe that organization had a lot to do with the founding of America, and a lot of the rights that we have today came from their playbook.
And there's rumors about the Green Dragon Inn Lodge being empty the night of a certain tea party in Boston.
I remember that story. But how much of that do you think is passed down to the Boy Scouts? Certainly the morals and the inculcation of
Well, I mean, the Masonic organization, demolay, and scouting are very, very similar, and as far as the ethics and the morals and the leadership that we instill upon our youth. And let's face it, many of kids today, they don't get it in school, they don't get it home. So where are you going to get those elements other than organizations like Boy Scouts and demolay?
Right. And just to let the folks know, demolay is a branch of Masonry, and it deals mainly with the kids and bringing up good citizens and making them right. And then, of course, when they get older like us, you wind up on the radio talking about what? There we are.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know a whole lot about masonry myself. I just knew my stepfather was a Mason for 55 years and a Shriner. And when I came back from Cuba, I was talking to him one day, and he didn't push me into it. I said, well, what's the deal with it? He said, all I can tell you is it'll help you become a better man.
Right. And, I believe that's the slogan there, right? We take good men and make them better.
Yep.
So nothing wrong with that. And, of course, that's part of the tradition of America, and we're glad that the Boy Scouts were here. I myself was a member of the Boy Scouts when I was a tyke back in the 50s. Now, that's wrapping the clock back. All right, so now you were stationed down at Gitmo?
Lovely. Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Yes, I was for
really?
A whole year.
What was that like?
You know, being a Gilligan's Island fan as a kid and a Treasure Island, you know, I don't think they could have sent me to a better place, to be quite frank about it, fishing and diving and you name it. So we worked hard and we played hard. That was kind of the routine.
And what's the big deal with shutting that place down? We're trying to celebrate Independence Day, and we don't want to drift off onto the negative.
But well, strategically, I don't think they'd ever shut that place down. A lot of people don't know the history, but we obtained Guantanamo in 1898 after the Spanish-American War. We've had it ever since. From what I understand, we've given Castro monthly check ever since, which he hasn't cast to this day, supposedly.
Really?
And it's actually a beautiful place, but it's just like the movie A Few Good Men. There's 45 square miles with a fence line around it. Mm-hmm. And every now and then we get these things called fence line Cubans, which are cigars that somehow make it through the fence line between MPs. In fact, as a supply officer and public affairs officer, one of my jobs was to get to know everybody in the base. And one of the first things I did was went to the Marine Ground Forces headquarters and met with the major there. He was kind of like the equivalent of Jack Nicholson in the movie. So I'm sitting in his office and, chit-chatting, telling him some sea stories. And I'm like, oh, by the way, Major, did you ever hear of these things, these fence line Cubans? He opens up his front drawer desk. Here, have one. Full of these good old, I won't say they were contraband, but they were good.
Did you get to leave the base while you were there, or you were restricted?
Only one person could leave the base and go into Guantanamo City. That was a skipper, and he would every other month rotate with the mayor of Guantanamo City, would come visit on the base, and the skipper would go out and visit him in town.
It's not the skipper from Gilligan's Island.
No, he's
wrong skipper. I was down in Cuba in 97. I was doing a special report for CBS covering the Cohiba Cigars 30th anniversary, and we actually got to go through the factory, met with Castro, and smoked a cigar with him and all that good stuff, but a very fascinating place, and of course you're right, the cigars, if you're a cigar aficionado, then the Cohibas are the best. And we actually got to watch the ladies roll the cigars, and why they say ladies make better rollers than men, I don't know. I thought the Bay City rollers were better, yeah. But where are you going to go with that? So now, from Gitmo, you had a special event happen down there, didn't you?
Yes, rumor got out that I had some type of connection to Jimmy Buffett. And
well, you do.
Well, kind of, sort of. I sat on the board of directors with his right-hand man, and long story short, through that connection, I still have Jimmy Buffett's surfboard hanging on my wall. It's on eBay right now, if anyone would like it, for $3,000. My wife says it's time to get rid of it, but I sat on the board of directors for Swims Foundation down in Fort Lauderdale. We helped get kids free swimming lessons. Mike Ramos was on that board, and years ago, I'd been backstage with Jimmy through Save Our Seas Foundation, an organization I had up in Jersey, and he supported it. And we met a few times backstage. And then down at Gitmo, the word got out. I had the connection, and the skipper comes up to me and says, hey, Jim, you know we've been trying to get Jimmy Buffett to Guantanamo for 20 years? And I said, well, you know, it's been a while since I had any connections there, but I'll make a call. And just one day, I called up Mike Ramos, and I said, hey, Mike, you think it would take an act of God to get Jimmy down here? And he said, I'll ask him. Next day, he called up and said, Jimmy wants to do it.
All right.
It was just a matter of when from that point, and there was a seven-month lapse between that point and the time we made it happen, but we pulled it off.
Wow. What a great story. And I don't know, all the stuff I hear about your song, the Chica song, what's
that's kind of a modern-day brandy, you know, she's a fine girl.
Uh-huh.
That one, that's kind of a modern day. That song has something to do with an old wives' tale about a sailor having a woman in every port. So I kind of wrote my own version.
That's a wives' tale? I thought that was real.
My own version of Brandy called the Chica Song, and it has to do with my travels around the world with the Navy, and it's on iTunes now. It's under the Caribbean Cowboys, my band.
Is it up on Is it up on YouTube? Can you?
It is on YouTube under Singing Sailor Sinatra, and Facebook is Singing Sailor, but it's up there on the Chica Song as well as some of the other Sinatra stuff.
All right, you got 6 seconds to plug your website. Go.
www.singingsailor.com and facebook.singingsailor.
Well, there you go. Thanks for spending your holiday with us here, and yeah, we'll have you back.
Well, gentlemen, it was a pleasure as always, and thanks for plugging our troops, and God bless our troops around the world protecting our way of life.
All right. Well, that brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Now, this property is located at 135 West 11th Street in Riviera Beach. It's a beautiful single-family home with two bedrooms and one full bath. It's got a lot of extra rooms. The property has been totally redone, as always. You know, when the rich people get a hold of a house, they strip it down and they rebuild it from the floor up. So you're getting a quality house with quality work involved. You know, they've got new floors, new windows, new doors. And I'm not talking about the Jim Morrison doors either. And for the home brew chef, there's a beautiful kitchen with new cabinets. There's a huge backyard ready for cookouts and parties. And it's conventional lending or cash only, and we please request that no investors check into this. This is just a good single-family home for someone who's looking for a home. You might want to Google Maps the location and see the place for yourself. It's 135 West 11th Street in Riviera Beach, and the important part for that Google map deal is the zip code, and that is 33404. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. To make this house your home, call Pat today at 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into our house. This week's segment is loaded with tips of hurricane safety, and our show producer, Rick Snyder, has once again consulted with the smartest person he knows. That would be his wife. And you got all the scoop there, right? I understand that your wife has a T-shirt, or you have a T-shirt that says, "I don't need Google, my wife knows everything."
I can't discuss that at this time.
Okay, she's listening. Is
yeah,
that
probably.
What you're trying to say?
In all the right. Parking lot on the radio, waiting for me to come out. Ooh.
With a rolling pin.
Indeed. You know, we are in hurricane season.
That's right.
We just missed Arthur. He's long gone up the coast.
Oh, no, I saw the movie. It was all right.
It was very good. And now we have, you know, it's the season. So even though they're predicting a light season, what does that mean when the eye of the hurricane is over your house? So be prepared. We want to talk about a little preseason preparation, even though we're in it. Know all the evacuation routes if you're on the coast. Make sure your home meets building codes for withstanding hurricanes and that you have storm shutters.
Well, what is our evacuation route? We have one, I-95, the turnpike, and what?
You got to go inland. Inland,
yeah.
98.
Yeah.
Anything to get away from the coast. You want to be away from the coast. If you have shutters, great. Make sure you have your tools, supplies, and a first aid kit. Flashlights and batteries are a necessity when the power goes out. The power is out. It's dark at night.
I bought some batteries last week. They weren't included. I had to go back and buy them again.
I understand. Have plenty of non-perishable foods on hand, too. I try not to laugh at some of hurricane watch or warning, leave low-lying areas. Protect your windows with those storm shutters. It's not the wind. It's the stuff flying through the air. Mm. And if the window is broken, the storm is in your house. You don't want 80-mile, 90-mile-an-hour winds in your living room, guaranteed.
You know, there used to be an old story about you'd open up windows, just a crack on both sides of the house so the wind could blow through. Not any.
Think about that. No? The wind blowing through could pick up a table and put it through the other side.
Mm-hmm.
No. Have plenty of fuel and water. Secure outside objects, picnic table, chairs, tables on the patio, whatever's out there.
White.
Tie it down, yes. Yeah. Have several days' supply of food and water for each family member. Don't forget the kids and the dog. And if you have to evacuate, if they tell you to get out, get out. They're not kidding. It's scary. Before the storm, Make a plan and put it into action. Pay attention to local weather reports on radio, TV, or the internet. Here's where the batteries are going to come in. And have your house boarded up or storm shutters in place. Food and water on hand. Make sure all your tools, supplies, and first aid kit are there for you. And have a secure room in your house. You want to get in there in case it really gets bad.
That's like a closet down here, right? We don't really have little rooms. You got to get into a closet.
Yeah, inside the house. Better inside. During the storm, stay in the secure room or a secure area away from windows. Even if you have the shutters up, stay away from the windows. Don't try to get a peek. Mm. It's not good. Don't use phone. Don't use candles. You're in a house with shutters on it. Where are you going to go? You can't get out the windows. You know, the door is there, but the shutters are up. Scary to be in there. Monitor weather and civil service bulletins on either regular or NOAA radio. Again, the batteries. And have your supplies at hand. Stay indoors when the eye moves over. We had this a few years ago. Indoors. And wait till it's over. When it's done, report down power lines. Use your stored water and food. And wait. Be patient. It's going to take a few minutes to get things heading back to normal.
And stockpile vegetables that can be, drinks that can be used as fuel.
That's right. Wait, when we return, King Allen joins us with what he says is the political cure for America's common cold. And he claims the medicine doesn't taste bad either. So let me ask you this.
Ain't got no oak or no blade wrong. Ain't got no
making
oak.
Home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no oak or no blade wrong. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, with a special opportunity for South Florida home buyers. You know, if you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home just became your main plan, then you should know about Reach's first-time home buyer workshops. The next workshop is on Sunday, July 20th, from 12:30 to 7 p.m. at Reach's office located in Palm Beach Gardens. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. And while you have Reach on the phone, ask about the many other workshops and personal training programs they have to offer. Their Credit Builder Workshop will show you how to repair damaged credit and get you on the road to a higher credit score. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. To enroll, call Reach today at 855-48-REACH. We couldn't make it any easier for you. 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out, and all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. I believe that's how we do it there at Reach. So 855-487-3224.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the east wing of the castle, just above the dungeon floor, from the great state of amnesia, King Allen. Welcome to the radio show, sir.
Well, you know what? It's me.
Oh!
I am King Allen.
You took off the hefty hat and put on a crown.
That's right. Well, we're doing it just for this special Independence Day weekend, and we just want to tell people as we celebrate this Independence Day weekend, I started wondering just what it is we're celebrating. And the obvious answer was the birth of our nation, or at least the fact that we declared ourselves free men. Our forefathers didn't accomplish sovereignty with the stroke of a pen. They paid with the loss of their possessions, and some of them, their lives. And all the trials and troubles and difficulties our founders encountered, They prepared our founding documents with a built-in promise for future generations. By following the edicts of our Constitution, we would never suffer tyranny again. So why are elected representatives ignoring the Constitution today? Well, because on May 31st, 1913, then Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan formally declared the adoption of the 17th Amendment. Now, I know a lot of people don't read these things, but if you take the time to read through it, you'll find out that it caused senators to be elected by popular vote in a general election, not voted in by their respective state legislatures. Why is that important? The founders set up Congress as two separate branches, the House of Representatives to be responsive to the desires of the people, and the Senate to resolve constitutional conflicts. For more than 100 years, our lawmakers have ignored the Constitution because they answer to the citizens who voted them into office, not the Constitution. You want to restore America's Constitution and independence and reduce the heavy-handed cost of big centralized government control? The answer is very, very simple. Repeal the 17th Amendment. And it's not that we can't do that, because we've done it before. We had the 18th Amendment. That was prohibition. Took alcohol away. The 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote. The 20th Amendment did a little favor to the state by letting them take office on January the 20th instead of March the 4th. And then the 21st Amendment repealed the 18th, and we have alcohol back. So it's not something that we can't do, or it's never been done before. We can.
How long will that take, Alan, to repeal the 17th Amendment, which gives us the right to vote for a senator?
Well, it gives our legislature the right, because the legislatures, the state legislatures, used to appoint the senators.
Right.
And the reason that they appointed them, it was easier to get them out if they weren't doing their job. In the federal realm, you have to go through impeachment. Then there's the penalty stage of the impeachment. It's very lengthy and sometimes impossible to do.
So when we vote somebody in and they're not doing a good job, we have to go through the impeachment process
on the state level.
Mm-hmm. And what you're saying here is that if the state legislature appoints a senator, they can recall him
almost instantly.
Is that good?
Yeah, sure it is, because what we want the Congress, at least the House of Representatives, to pay attention to the people. That's their job. When the people have a complaint, they go to their congressman, their House of Representatives, and say, hey, we don't like this, we want this done. Now, what they request might be totally unconstitutional. And that's the beauty of the checks and balances of this system. Even though it's unconstitutional, the House of Representatives, they have to follow what the people want. So if you want to introduce something that's unconstitutional, the House will do it for you, because that's their job. Then it gets passed over to the Senate. Now the Senate has to check some of the Constitution to see if this law is constitutional, can be passed. Well, when you have a Senate that has to answer to the people who voted them in, they're not really looking at the Constitution. They don't care. So if you had a bunch of people that wanted something done unconstitutionally, they could just do it.
Wow.
That's why we have that system set up, folks. Well, thank you for joining us today. Wow. This is about all the time we have left. This was our special Independence Day weekend show, and we celebrate our armed forces and the folks that do the job keeping us safe. Hat tip to the veterans and their loved ones. They tell me they're listening on iHeartRadio app over there at the VA, so great for that. Be sure to tell your friends about our show. Researchers tell us that you'll feel a lot better about yourself if you do.
Ain't got no hope, I know later on. Ain't got no hope, I know later on. I'm a lonely boy.